FAA tech could help identify mystery drones, but feds aren't sharing it with law enforcement. By Lucas Nolan on December 23, 2024. As drone sightings continue to puzzle authorities and residents in New Jersey and throughout the East Coast, a new tool developed by the FAA has the potential to quickly identify the source of these mystery drones. The feds have been slow to implement the technology, and local and state law enforcement report having no access to the new tool. Fox News reports that the FAA's recently mandated remote ID technology, which functions as a digital license plate for drones, could provide much-needed answers to the ongoing mystery surrounding the numerous drone sightings across the East Coast. However, the agency's lack of resources has hindered the widespread implementation of this potentially game-changing tool. Remote ID technology, which became a requirement for all unmanned aircraft systems earlier this year, assigns each equipped drone a unique identifier, similar to a car's license plate. This technology broadcasts a drone's registration details, coordinates, and altitude using a radio signal, making it possible to track and identify drones even in areas with low internet connectivity. Despite the FAA's announcement that it would provide a database accessible to local law enforcement, nearly a year later, local authorities still cannot access it themselves. The Belleville Police Department and East Brunswick Police Department in New Jersey confirmed that their officers do not have direct access to the FAA's remote ID database, even as the state grapples with hundreds of reported drone sightings and growing public concern. According to a report by the Government Accountability Office, GAO, both the FAA and the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, lack a concrete timeline for providing law enforcement with access to remote ID data. This delay could hinder authorities' ability to respond to potential threats or investigate suspicious drone activity in real time. Currently, local authorities must go through an FAA Law Enforcement Assistance Program, LEAP, agent to request information on a case-by-case basis. The FAA has acknowledged its inability to effectively handle these requests due to limited resources and has requested $21.8 billion in funding from the federal government for the upcoming year, with $15.6 million allocated for drone-related research and growth. The agency also plans to hire more LEAP special agents to focus on investigating drone activity. Civilians have reported drones of unusual size, with some having diameters of up to 6 feet, according to New Jersey State Representative Dawn Fantasia. However, the federal government maintains that the drones are accounted for and continue to be used lawfully. The FAA's Part 107 rule permits drones to fly at night and requires them to remain within 400 feet of ground level. Operating a drone without remote ID can result in criminal penalties of up to $250,000 and a maximum of 3 years in jail, as well as civil penalties of up to $27,500. As the investigation into the drone sightings continues, the FBI has received tips of more than 5,000 drone sightings, with fewer than 100 warranting additional investigation. The DHS and FBI have stated that no malicious activity or intent has been uncovered at this stage. Read more at Fox News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.